You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
You can have first go at this one, Dave. What do you make of it? Norwich struggling, aren't they? They're in the relegation zone. Man City clinging on to the fourth place in the Premier League.
Yeah,
surely they've got to be winning this, haven't they?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? I know it does look short on the face of it, 8-13 Man City to win this game, but I couldn't be backing Norwich at 5-1. Man City unbeaten in their last five trips to Carrow Road in all competitions as well. They've won four of those and drawn one. And remember, they've already won at Carrow Road this season in the third round of the FA Cup, beat them comprehensively 3-0. There have been goals in recent meetings between the two sides as well. 40 goals in the last eight Premier League matches between Norwich and Manchester City. There will be goals in this game because Norwich City cannot defend. I'll go to that man, the little man, Sergio Aguero here, for my bet. He is 4-5 to score any time. The only reservation is, and the caveat here is, you've got to wait for team news in this match because Manchester City have that away trip against Dynamo Kiev coming up midweek. That will definitely be on their mind. 1-3-1 in the first leg, but the job not quite done yet. So I'll be backing whoever starts up front for Manchester City in this game, really, to score, because Aguero's 4-5 to score any time, which is a good bet if he starts in this match, because he's got five in five Premier League appearances against Norwich, and he's scored 15 goals in his last 14 Premier League appearances for Man City. So he's on fire at the moment. If he starts, two or more is available at 18-5, anytime 4-5. If it's Kelechi Iheanacho up front, he's 7-5 to score any time, which is a good bet as well. The only way you can put a pro Norwich bet up here is if you believe that Man City's minds will be fully focused on the game midweek against Dynamo Kiev. I can't see it. I think this Norwich team are doomed, dead, done and dusted. So 5-1, not big enough for me. Just back any strike. The guy that starts up front in that number 9 role for Man City to score any time, be it Aguero or Iheanacho.
I think they will start with Aguero because the fact that they're 3-1 up with three away goals would suggest they don't need to keep full attention on the Champions League, do they?
Yeah, they don't. So if Aguero starts, I think two or more is a belting bet, 18-5, went close to scoring a hat-trick last weekend, missed from the penalty spot, got a great record against Norwich, great recent record in the Premier League, so him to score.
It's like Lee Phelps is back. Derek, what do you make of the game?
Well, you mentioned that City are a bit short at 8-13, and I suppose if you look at their away form in the league this season, you'd have to say, they are short. But you look further down the list of Premier League games this weekend, and Tottenham are away at Aston Villa, and Tottenham are 1-2. You know, it makes Man City 8-13 a decent bet, I'd suggest. I'm not getting sidetracked by Europe at all, Dave, because, you know, what Mark said is right. They won 3-1 in Kiev, and they look miles better than the Ukrainian side, and they've got the home leg to come. That's done and dusted, that one. And, you know, I still think Pellegrini will think he's got a half a chance of winning the league, because I know they're 10 points off, but they've got a game in hand over Leicester. You know, if they win this game, you know, they're 7 points behind with a game in hand. Leicester could still wobble. It's still winnable. It's still winnable for City. So I think they're going to be, you know, concentrating fully on this game. I noticed that Norwich's last four or five games have featured over 2.5 goals. I would suggest this will be another of them. It's only 8-11, but over 3.5 is more my liking, and I think I'll go for that. I think City will win this well, but I do think Norwich will get on the score sheet as well, because that's the way they play.
Yeah, I think if it is a very strong City lineup, I'll be looking at City -2 here at 15-4 to win this game.
Yeah, it's almost 4-1 now. I mean, they won 3-0 there in the FA Cup as well, and they just battered. Who was it, Villa last week? Yeah, I can see that.
You could easily see 4-1 or 5-1 here, even if you expect Norwich to get on the score sheet. So, if it is a strong City lineup, my mind will be made up here, and I'll be going City on the handicaps. I've just got that slight reservation he might tinker with things a little bit.
Thinking similarly along those lines, though, if they start a strong side and they've got the midweek game coming up, you think they probably want to get it done early on. So Man City to win first half and second half on the double result.
Yeah.
11-8.
Yeah, that's fine as well. I agree with Derek. I think we see goals in the game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.